Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC has partnered with Washington growers and producers for more than 40 years to provide the community with fresh, local, seasonal foods with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Hey, Nats, I want to talk about recipes today, and I've got a few on the website, my rye bread recipe and a few other things, and it was just so painstaking for me to actually see, well, how much am I actually putting in? You know, because I got to the point after making these recipes for so many years that I didn't use measurements. It was just, you know, a pinch of this and a handful of that and so forth, like your grandmother's recipe. But when you go to tell somebody else how to do it, and when you're writing it down, and especially if I'm writing it down, you know, for the station, the first thing I'm thinking is, I don't want a mob of people with, you know, pitchforks and torches outside the station saying, I've tried to do it, and it looked like a brick.
Right.
You know, it's tough. But and people treat recipes like holy scripture. You know?
And I think that's the biggest mistake people can make, even with my own recipes, with the recipes I'm writing for the Times, with recipes that I even use. So, for instance, you know how much we love Molly Stevens, right?
Yeah.
So I made this incredible Moroccan chicken with preserved lemon the other day.
It's DeGroote's favorite dish.
It was the first time I made it. It was exceptional.
Isn't it great?
Okay. Next time I do it, absolutely, I am not using a whole chicken. I'm only using chicken thighs.
I use thighs and wings.
Just makes more sense to me. They would cook better. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that when I'm writing recipes for other people for print, it's kind of scary to me because I think if the recipe calls for, say, a half a teaspoon of soy sauce, if you don't think it's salty enough, add another half a teaspoon. Yeah, yeah. What's it going to do, kill it?
Put in what you like. You know, talking about Molly's Moroccan chicken, she calls for these bright green olives, which I tried first, and I didn't like them. I like the black Kalamata olives better.
Actually, the ones I use, which were the ones she suggested, were not quite salty enough.
Well, try it with Kalamatas. You know, in the past, when we've talked about this, I've said, well, I always follow the recipe exactly the first time, just so I can be sure that if it goes bad, it wasn't my fault. I'll adjust the recipe next time. But, you know, now I'm not so sure because sometimes I see things and I think, yeah, I don't know about that. And the sad truth is not all cookbook authors are as diligent as Molly Stevens or Andrea Wynn. And some of them don't even test these recipes very well.
Well, that's true. But the other thing you might want to do is when you find a recipe for, say, lasagna, let's say it's an eggplant lasagna, you don't like basil. Don't use the basil. Use something that's like basil. Use spinach.
Yeah.
Or find a recipe, two different recipes that appeal to you, and marry them up. I mean, I think that you have to be a little bit of a cook to be able to do that, but that's not always the case. Just take the leap. I just encourage everybody who cooks to do that.
A lot of times people will ask me, because people know I cook, and they say, oh, can I do this? Can I do that? And I say, look, the jackbooted thugs of the food police are not going to break down your door and say, freeze, hairball. Nobody cares. You're the one who's eating it.
Cookbooks and recipes are really a relatively modern convention. The world over, people were cooking, but they didn't cook to a recipe and they still made delicious food.
I think if I write any more recipes to post on our website, I'm just going to say take some or a pinch or whatever or as much as you like or, you know, like
yeah,
that.
You want to do that? And then those people are going to come after you, Stein, with, you know what, a pitchfork.
Well, they can just stick it into me because I'm done. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Devil May Care Stein.